and Laughter and Coffee with Renee Bernard, women's fiction, romance, and laughter.
Well, hello, and welcome to Canned Laughter and Coffee with, well, not Renee Bernard, because somebody, some crazy person, told her she could have the day off. Now, I will say, though, that there is this unspoken agreement that if you don't show up to the show, instead of talking with you, we talk about you. And so I'm just kind of thinking of all the things I might say about Renee Bernard while she's not here to answer to it. But I am Sheila English, and usually I'm doing Reader's Entertainment, and I heard that she wasn't going to be around, and I found out who the guest was and said, pick me, because we are here. We're talking with Elizabeth Barrett. Elizabeth, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much for having me, Sheila.
And, you know, I knew we were going to hit it off right away because you're a comic person. We talked a little bit about Comic-Con before the show started and some of our favorite shows. And, you know, you admitted you're not much of a TV person, but just give us a rundown. What are your top, let's say, the top three television shows?
Okay. I have to say I am a fiend for Masterpiece Mystery. It's the only thing that I will actually set aside the time to watch. So let me see. My top three shows have to be Sherlock. I love the idea, the modern day Sherlock Holmes, Benedict Cumberbatch. Just sign me up, please. I also love Inspector Lewis. I just love the interplay between the inspector and then his detective. It's awesome. It's just a very great, and it's set in Oxford. I love that. And I don't know. My top three. What else? Oh, Castle. I have a soft spot for Castle. I love Nathan Fillion. I love everything he does. He's kind of a comic genius. And I just want to profess my love for him right now.
You know, it's funny because I've actually had Renee on my show and I've been on her show, and somehow we tend to find ourselves discussing Nathan Fillion.
Nathan Fillion. I think a lot of people find themselves discussing him.
Yeah, or thinking about him, daydreaming, you know, whatever it takes. But, I definitely am a big Castle fan as well. Now, you know, obviously you love stories, and you know, if anybody who watches Castle knows that there's a romance involved there. So I'm just going to take that as my segue because I would like to talk. Not
good
subtle
segue.
At all. I know,
and
Renee always makes it so much more funny. But you got me, and what I lack in comedy, I make up in enthusiasm.
I love it.
I want to know about the Star Harbor series. I know we're going to talk about the book, but I haven't had a chance to read it, so I would really like to know about the entire series.
Oh, I'm happy to talk about that. The Star Harbor series is set in Cape Cod and follows the lives and loves of four brothers who live and work there. And the series started out with Deep Autumn Heat, which is set in autumn, then continued with Blaze of Winter. Long Summer and Spring was released in May, and now Slow Summer Burn is about to come out August 12th. And I really wanted to set a series in this community because I lived there. I'm from New England, and I actually lived and worked myself on Cape Cod when I was a student, and just loved the community, loved the living on the water, loved the idea of a New England community. If you've ever been there, have lived there, they're very tight-knit, sometimes insular, but the people, once you get to know them, are very warm. And I wanted to show that from the inside out. So obviously, I mean, four hot brothers, definitely a draw, but my idea was to do community through the season. So it's
Well, now, do you have it set up so that we meet different people in the community? Is there like people that you get to know?
Yes. So I think some of the secondary characters actually end up stealing the scenes or stealing the show sometime. It wasn't a struggle, but there were many times when I was writing a scene and I realized that the main characters weren't featured prominently enough, so I had to cut out the secondary characters, which is always a bummer. But there are a couple in particular, like, I mean, it's a small fishing village, so you can just imagine, you know, the old kind of crotchety old timers and, you know, the way they feel about, you know, the tourism and the newfangled stuff and versus like the new modern people who are living there. I really like that juxtaposition as well. So they were really fun to write. You do get to see the community, and you get to see the main characters' interactions in the community. And, you know, sometimes the community helps, and sometimes they don't. So I think you'll find that throughout the whole series.
So let's go ahead and talk a little bit about Slow Summer Burn, which comes out soon, August 12th, right?
Yes, yes. Oh, I love this book. So Val Grayson, he's actually the oldest Grayson brother. So I should have told you the four Grayson brothers, Seb, Theo, Cole, and Val. Val's the oldest, and he's a DEA agent who actually works in Boston but lives on a houseboat in Star Harbor. And throughout the whole series, they've been struggling with kind of drug smuggling that's running through Star Harbor, which is really uncharacteristic of this. And because Val's from the town, he's charged with kind of leading this task force to kind of flush it out. And there's a socialite named Cam Stahl who gets wrapped up in this whole mess, and they don't appear to fit at all. He lives on a houseboat. She lives in a Boston brownstone. You know, he drinks beer, she drinks champagne, he wears jeans, she wears diamonds, but it really works. The opposites attract really works. And they end up falling for each other. And I won't reveal too much when I tell you that Val ends up saving the day, along with the help of many others. So it's a community story after all.
So let's talk a little bit about the brothers. Are they close? Are they?
Yeah.
Okay.
They're very close. They give each other hard times. They all do different things. Like Seb's a chef, Theo's a writer, Cole's the sheriff in town, and Val's the DEA agent. So they've all done different things with their lives. And I actually did this on purpose. I tried to make their personalities kind of contingent on what their job would be.
Oh,
so,
uh-huh.
Like, Val's pretty quiet, and he's very strong and steady. And I felt like this would be a good career for him to have, someone working behind the scenes to protect everybody else.
I love that. Now, do you get to know, like, their parents? Do they all live close to each other? Do they help each other? Do you see all the brothers in each book?
See all the brothers in each book, and part of the reason why they're so close is that both their parents died. Their dad died in a fishing accident 2 decades ago, and their mom died of cancer a few years ago as well. So they're really close, and I think that's the great thing about this particular character, about Val, is that he has really stepped up to be kind of the father figure for his other brothers. And I did save him for last on purpose because I wanted, he would not be satisfied finding love until his brothers had found love. So I saved him for last on purpose. Yeah. And he finally finds love in kind of not the most likely place, which also makes him interesting because he's a very kind of by the books, you know, plays it close to his chest guy. And he falls in love with somebody who's, not maybe the most obvious choice, but he can't help himself.
Well, love is that way. We love that way.
I know. I really love the opposites attract trope, I have to tell you. I mean, I just feel like when two people who have nothing in common or seem to have nothing in common can find common ground, I think that's really sexy, and I think it takes a lot of compromise. And I think this happens a lot in real life. And it's sometimes hard to reflect it, you know, exactly accurately in a book. But I love it when it happens in real life. I see it around me, and, you know, I hope I captured it well in Slow Summer Burn.
Now, I am looking at, I know you have a blog, and it looks like you keep that pretty up to date. It's ebarrettwrites, .wordpress.com. I'm sure you could probably Google that. Probably the best thing to do, and I do want to get this out, so that everybody hears it, go to elizabethbarrett.com, and I'm going to spell that because you spell Elizabeth with an S instead of an E, and I want to make sure that I'm really clear about that. So it's ElizabethBarrett.com, And, of course, you can always Google Elizabeth Barrett, but make sure you get that S in there because I want to make sure you find her.
Thank you. it's an unusual spelling. I think my parents were on a European kick or something, but, yes, it's unusual.
Well, but then you stand out.
Or just people spell your name wrong. just think Elizabeth Barrett Browning, but with an S instead of a Z.
Now it has. Now the website has a lot on there, and people can go and they can find out about Deep Autumn Heat, Blaze of Winter, Long Simmering Spring, and then of course Slow Summer Burning. I mean, a season for everybody.
Yes, I actually made a tagline for this series. It's called A Man for Every Season. I'm trying to get my publisher to use it for something if they end up bundling the books. But yes, I thought it was really funny. No, there's a ton on the website. I do keep my blog updated, and in fact, right now I'm doing a big giveaway because RWA was a week ago, and I came home laden with dozens and dozens of books that I must get rid of, or Mr. B will kill me. So I'm telling you, these books are stacked up all over our bedroom, and it's really, there's just too many of them. I need to give them away. So if you go to my blog, I'm going to be doing giveaways definitely from now until my release date, and then even thereafter, because they must go. All books must go. And there's
all
some good, there's some good ones this week. So
fantastic.
Join me.
So you can get to the blog from the website. And then I also see that you have a Facebook as well.
Facebook.com/Elizabeth Barrett author.
Yes, and with all these nice pictures up here at the top, I would never want anybody to miss out on those. Those are some pretty hunky guys.
Oh my goodness. Okay, so I was really proud. Mr. B did that for me last night. He put all my book covers into, I guess they call it, what do they call that big thing? On the top of the Facebook page, it's called a banner. He made
a
Facebook
banner
for me with all of the covers, and I've been getting a lot of likes on that because they're awesome covers.
They are awesome covers. They are awesome covers. So, and then now you have a list of appearances that's also on here. And let's see, what else? Where are you at next?
So I just finished up a Christmas novella set in Tahoe. And I really love this. Of course, you always love the thing you're writing right now the most.
Right.
But it's not a community book. It's just two people who are kind of in need of some, you know, companionship. They're lonely, and they find each other over Christmas and change and grow and end up finding love. So I really love this story. And I'm moving on to another series set in also New England. And I'm really, it's really fun. I can't say too much about it because I just started it. But, I've been working, it's set in Connecticut. It's, again, a really hilarious cast of characters. So I'm really enjoying writing it right now.
Love it. Now you write about New England, but you're now in San Francisco, right?
That's right. I live just south of San Francisco in Silicon Valley. I've been here for a while. I've been here for, maybe a little over a decade. But, you know, I grew up in New England. I went to school in New England. I lived in New England. I worked there. And you kind of just don't forget where you grew up. I don't know if it's this thing calling me home. I think one of the reasons I wrote the Star Harbor books to begin with was because I really missed home. And I especially miss it during the fall because out here there aren't really clear seasons. You know, winter's just kind of rainy. And, the leaves change, but they change late, and it's not that spectacular. And I really missed it, and so I wrote this book kind of like a love letter. I wrote the first book kind of like a love letter to New England, and it kind of, went from there. That's part of the reason why I wanted it to follow the season, so I could kind of enjoy each season. I was missing so much. But,
you've been from coast to coast, so you have seen, and it sounds like you're kind of a water person.
I do love the water. I really do. I used to sail. I love swimming. And I love just the smell of it. It's kind of like, you know what I mean? I breathe it in, and I'm thinking to myself, boy, am I home. So I do miss it a lot. Right now, I don't live by the water, even though, you know, we're really close to the water. We don't actually live on the water. But I actually remember never learning how to swim because, you know, we live so close to the water that it was just, you know, you swim or you die. So my parents taught me how to swim when I was, you know, before memory.
Oh,
but,
wow.
Yeah, I do miss it. I do miss it terribly. Oh, now you've made me nostalgic.
Well, you know, we want to go and visit it with you, and so I want to tell everyone, go check out the Star Harbor series, Slow Summer Burn, is out August 12th. You want to check out those really hot guys, definitely check out the website, and go and like her on Facebook and check out those covers, because that's definitely worth it. We are out of time. I told you this was going to go by. It is. It's done. They actually ended us like 30 seconds ago, and so it's just recording for the podcast. But I couldn't.
Well, thank you
for having
so
much
for having
fun.
Me. I really enjoyed being here.
Thank you so much, and I'll be looking forward to the book, and we'll have to have you come back when you start this new series. You have to promise to let us know.
Will do. Thank you so much.
Thank you. And thank you, everyone.
This show
for
brought to
us.
You by Circle of Seven Productions. www.cosproductions.com. Please be sure to subscribe and welcome to our circle.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.